因为这一个没有好像僵残的荆棘可以有一个复活的生命。
God's fire was burning in the bush, but the bush didn't burn up.
神的火可以在荆棘中燃烧，但是荆棘不会被烧坏。
The fire keeps burning and burning and burning.
火继续不断的燃烧，荆棘本身没有任何的损伤。
And the bush remains an ugly, ugly bush.
它还是那样的丑恶。
But God reveals himself in a bush.
美丽的荣耀的神把他自己的显启示透过这个荆棘。
Can a bush be used for the glory of God?
所以现在问题是说，一个荆棘可以把神的荣耀彰显吗？
That's what Moses saw.
这是他看见的异象。
And then he heard God's voice.
他就听见神说话。
And then he was called into the work of God.
接下来神就开始呼召他进入神的工作。
Now Moses had spent years doing not much, just tending sheep and talking to his wife and his kids.
那四十年他没有做什么事，就是牧牧羊，跟老婆孩子说说话，每天都是差不多。
But then God spoke to Moses for the first time face to face.
但是现在神跟摩西是面对面说话第一次。
Moses, your people have been on my heart for a long time.
神对他说，你的百姓在我的心上有很长的时间了。
I've seen their condition.
我知道他们的光景。
I've heard their cries.
我听见他们的呼求。
So I'm going down to Egypt.
我要下到埃及去。
And you're going with me.
你跟我一起走。
I'm going to Egypt.
我去埃及。
You're coming with me.
你跟我一起走。
And then I'm going to send you into Pharaoh.
然后我打发你去见法老。
Oh boy. Now, the Bible says, by faith, Moses went.
所以刚刚我们读的圣经，因着信，摩西就去了。
Now we think sometimes faith is we always say yes sir, no problem, I'll speak to Pharaoh.
我们的印象就是说，当神这样说的话，你就说，是的，我去看法老。
Well, now Moses had faith.
摩西是有信心的人。
But he had a lot of hesitation.
但是他并没有对这件事情马上自愿要去，没有。
He had some excuses.
他就找借口。
He had some argument.
他开始跟神辩论了。
He had some hesitation.
他踌躇了。
Don't worry about all that.
神对他说，你别考虑这些。
That just means God did a good job of humbling him.
所以神这四十年把他弄得非常谦卑。
God doesn't mind if you argue with him.
神不在乎你跟他辩论。
When you're his servant, argue.
你是他的仆人，你可以跟神辩论。
Because he will always win.
因为他赢你一定输的。
He'll say go, you say no, and you'll still go.
神说你去，他说我不去，最后你还是去。
Moses heard the voice of the living God.
摩西听见神的声音。
And what did God say? Moses,You know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of your forefathers.
神说，你知道亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各就是你的祖先吗？
That's me.
他们的神就是我。
But I am not a God of history. I am a God of the present. I am.
所以他说，我不是以前历史中的神，我是今天的神。所以他自我介绍的时候就说，我是。
Now Moses had a God of history.
摩西所认识的神，他以前所知道的是祖宗的神。
Now he had a God of now.
他现在神启示他的是，我是现在的神。
I am God now.
我是现在的神。
Moses said, "What's your name?"
请问贵姓大名？
And he said, "I am is my name."
我的名字就是我是。
Do we understand the difference? The work of God cannot be seen on this earth until God is I am.
神的功你永远不能够认识，除非你开始看见神是现在。
What is the Gospel of John about?
这样福音讲什么？
Jesus is the I am that recovers the church.
这样福音就是启示，耶稣说我是，他要把他的教会恢复。
You and I can believe in the God of the Jesus who died on the cross and rose again and went up to glory.
我们可以相信耶稣基督曾经死在十字架上，他埋葬了，复活了，升天了，这个我们可以相信。
But he can only recover the church when he is I am speaking and standing in the midst.
但是他，你真的要看见神在今天做恢复教会的见证的时候，你必须看见认识他是今天正在我们中间做工的神。
Now from the moment we meet the living God, from that moment on, we participate in the work of God.
也就是说，如果你真的要有份于神的工，你必须被神带到一个地步，认识他，现在就是。
This was the important moment of Moses' life.
这一刻是整个摩西的最重要的一刻。
Because for the rest of his days, he lived under an open heaven to God.
因为从那一刻开始，他前面所有的日子有一个特征，就是先天向他打开了。
Have you met the servant of God?
你有没有碰过神的仆人？
Somebody upon whom you can see the beauty of the work of God?
你从他的身上能够看见神的功是何等的美丽。
If you meet such a brother and such a sister, you will know that they have fellowship with God. They have dialogue with God. They have arguments with God. But they obey the living God.
如果你碰到一个这样的弟兄或者这样的一个姐妹，你就知道在他们的身上，他们的神是今天活着的神，他们可以跟神有对话，有交通，有辩论，但是神是真实的。
Now everybody in this place, I know, praise the God.
我们今天在座的每一位，我们都会赞美神。
We take our prayers,
我们也祷告。
We throw them up to heaven,
然后把我们的祷告向天扬起来。
Now, how many people here hear an answer come down?
但是有多少人能够听见天上有回答呢？
God is the I am.
神是。我是，是现在，是的，现在。
He moves with Moses in the fire and in the cloud.
他与摩西同行，在这个火焰中。
And Moses obeyed.
摩西顺服。
Moses prayed.
摩西祷告。
Moses was captured.
摩西被神抓住。
Moses pursued God.
摩西追求这位神。
And Moses saw God face to face.
摩西与神面对面。
Now, of course, Moses went down to Egypt.
是，摩西就开始去了埃及了。
But God never just sends us down without equipping us.
但是你要注意，神打发我们去的时候，一定先装备我们。
So he equipped Moses for this work he was to do.
所以神在他要打发他去做这个神的工的时候，就给他了装备。
Moses said, "Now, God, supposing I tell everybody in Egypt, all the sisters, brothers and sisters, I am sent me, and they will say, 'Well, how can you prove that?'"
他就问神，如果今天我回到百姓中间，告诉他我们的神打发我来救你们出埃及。他问我，你怎么证明这是真的？
Now God said, "What do you have in your hand?"
那神就回答说，你手里拿了什么？
It was a shepherd's rod.
就是牧人的一根杖。
You know, the Lord gives his servant authority.
你知道神给他的仆人有权柄的。
The rod in the Bible is a symbol of authority.
这个杖是代表神赐给他仆人的一个权柄。
Now what is this rod of a servant that gives him authority?
这个为什么叫做权柄的杖代表呢？
This authority is the sum total of the gifts that God gives you by His grace.
这个杖在预表上就是神把他的恩赐赐给你的时候用这个杖来代表的。
The upbringing that you have,
你怎么成长？
Your talents that you have,
你的恩赐。
The education that you have,
你受的教育。
The experience that you have on the job,
你所有的经历。
Even your personality,
你的个性。
Now let me ask you a question.
让我问大家一个问题。
Is there anybody else on the face of the earth that God could say, I'm sending you to Pharaoh, except Moses?
我这样子问，在这个地球上有神打发过哪一个除了摩西以外去见法老的？
Now God had perfectly equipped Moses for this task.
神为了让这个人去见法老，先装备了他。
And Moses and God said, "Look at that rod, Moses."
摩西，看你手中的杖。
A servant of God has authority.
一个神的仆人有神给他的权柄。
But before you use the rod,
在你使用这个杖之前
，throw it down.
把它丢下去。
He threw it down.
他就丢下去。
Turned into a snake.
变成一个蛇。
He ran away.
他跑了。
Authority is dangerous.
就是说，权柄是一个很危险的事情。
So we throw it down. We don't realize.
当你一放下去的时候，你就知道这是何等的危险。
If the authority of a servant does not go through the work of the cross, a servant will use the rod to lord it over people.
如果这个拿杖的人没有经过十字架的对付，权柄在他的手里就成为辖制人的东西。
Now every servant of God is given authority by God.
每一个神的仆人，神都赐给他权柄。
And what does that mean?
什么意思？
God stands by his servants.
也就是说，神站在这个仆人的旁边。
But within every rod of authority,
在每一个权杖的里面，
there is the seed of a Nicolaitan.
都有一个尼格拉党的种子。
That is a worker who lords it over the people.
也就是说，这个尼格拉党的种子的意思就是说，这个人把自己提高变成另外一个阶级了。
Authority is a dangerous thing.
因为权柄是危险的。
But if the Lord can take the snake out of it,
如果神能够把这个蛇的因素拿掉，
then the Lord says, pick it back up again.
所以神就对摩西说，把它拿回来。
And Moses picked it up very carefully.
摩西就很小心地去拿这根杖。
And you know what it became?
那他抓这个蛇的时候变成什么呢？
It's called Moses' rod. It's called Aaron's rod.
这个叫做摩西的杖，或者叫亚伦的杖。
But actually, it was called here in Exodus,The rod of God.
但是事实上都不是。这根杖的名字叫做神的杖。
When he went down to Egypt, he used it in the plague.
他拿这根杖去埃及的时候，他就行了好几个大的plague, 就是咒诅。
And by the Red Sea, he lifted up the rod of God and the sea.
在红海的面前举杖的时候，红海分开。
When they fought against the Amalekites, he lifted up his rod and they gained the victory.
当以色列人跟亚玛力人征战的时候，他在山上举杖，亚玛力人就输了。
When the people needed water, he struck the rock and the water came out.
当百姓要水喝，他拿杖击打磐石，磐石就出水。
Now why is it called the rod of God?
为什么这根杖被称为神的杖呢？
Because you should only use it when God tells you to use it.
因为这根杖只有神告诉你要用的时候你才准用。
Now the servant of God needs to learn this matter of authority well.
所以神的仆人对这根杖的使用必须要学得好。
And we need to learn this lesson from our Lord Jesus himself.
我们可以从我们主耶稣身上学功课。
Jesus was the I am.
因为主自耶稣自己介绍的时候，我就是。
There's nothing more authoritative than you could say than I am.
没有比这句话更有权威、权柄性。
But Jesus shared in the Gospel of John his secret to his authority.
那么在这本福音书约翰里面，他就说到这个权柄的秘密。
What is the secret of Jesus' authority?
耶稣权柄的秘密在哪里？
9 times in my Bible, he says, I can do nothing of myself.
在我的圣经里面，我能够找到九处主自己说，我靠着自己，我什么都不行。
We saw this afternoon as our brother shared with us, our Lord Jesus, a servant of God with great authority and power, servant.
今天下午陈弟兄讲到我们的主怎么样子做神的仆人，有很大的能力与权柄。
Yet we discover in John, Jesus says, I do nothing out of my own authority.
在约翰福音里面，耶稣屡次的表明，若不是父要我做，我凭着自己，我什么也不做。
Now there's two sides to this coin of authority.
所以这个权柄有两个面。
First, I do nothing of myself.
我凭着自己什么也不做。
The other side is,
另外一面呢
？When my father works, I work.
但是我看见父怎么做，我就怎么做。
When my father speaks, I speak.
他怎么说我就怎么说。
When my father judges, I judge.
他怎么审判我就怎么审判。
If my father sends me, I go.
他怎么打发我就去。
There's the authority of Jesus.
这就是耶稣有权柄的。
I do nothing of myself.
我不是为自己做任何的事。
But whatever I see the father doing, that's what I do.
我看见父怎么做我就怎么做。
Now this is the authority that a servant of God needs.
这就是一个神的仆人权柄的秘密。
Authority when it's restrained in submission under the master is authority that God can use.
当这个权柄顺服在这个权柄的主人之下，这个权柄就有效。
Now the last thing that I want to speak about for a few minutes is this matter that is spoken of in Hebrews in chapter 3.
然后我最后要讲的是希伯来书第三章。
Twice it is said of Moses, he was a faithful servant in all his house.
在第三章里面讲两次，就是说摩西为仆人在神的全家诚然尽忠。
Now let's look at this passage for a moment.
我们来看这段话。
Now, the Hebrew writer is exhorting us to look at Jesus, who is the apostle and high priest of our faith.
在这个第三章希伯来书的作者鼓励我们要应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
Now these Jewish Christians respected Moses very much.
犹太人的基督徒他们对摩西是非常尊重。
And indeed he was a faithful servant.
是摩西是神忠心的仆人。
But he cannot compare to Jesus.
但是他跟主耶稣不能相提并论。
However, he had this similar twofold ministry.
但是在他的身上你可以看到一个双重的职事。
In his outward work, Moses was as an apostle who led the children of Israel out of Egypt and through the wilderness to the promised land.
从外表你第一个看到的他是一个神的使者，他把犹太人从埃及领出来，经过旷野带到迦南地区。
Now, if we look at the end of Deuteronomy,
你如果看这个《申命记》的最后一章
，we see the account of the death of Moses.
我们来看摩西的去世
，and we see an amazing fact.Regarding this apostle,
这一位神的使者
in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7,
34章第七节
It says Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural vigor abated.
摩西死的时候年120岁，眼目没有昏。